在传道书九章十一节有这样的记载。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11 has this following statement.
我们所做的事都在机会之下。
Everything we do is under the control of time and chance.
这就是机会，就是时间跟空间。
So opportunity consists time and space.
机就是时机，就是时间。
And the first aspect is time.
再来会就是会计，就是空间。
The second aspect is space.
所以人是活在时间跟空间的这个坐标上。
As human, we are all living in certain time and certain space.
所以什么都是有时间跟空间的。
So every physical item has a particular time and space.
你如果现在拼命到外面去找，要找那个樱桃，找不到，因为现在正在开花。
If you try to search for a cherry, you couldn't find it because it's just the flower just booming right now.
对，因为时间跟空间不对了。
So you are looking at the fruit on the wrong time.
所以我们是活在时间空间里面。你不在这个时间，不在这个空间做这个事情，你就先过去了。
Since we are all bounded by time and space, we don't do certain things at certain time and space. The effort is in vain.
有一次我讲到晚下去，因为看圣经说一人独居不好，那下台之后就讲婚姻的道理。那下台之后，一个老姊妹来说：“传道，我很想嫁人啊。”我想说这个是精神对，道理也对，但是我头抓一抓，可能头还要掉几只，我想说这就麻烦了。
Once I gave a sermon on the importance of marriage. After the sermon, one old sister come to me, said she would like to marry. I was troubled because her time is too late.
因为她以前听说末世快来了，所以她就想说末世来见没有用，好几十年了，二三十年前那时候二十几岁，现在已经我想想还是替他祷告了，不是不可能，是有可能，但是你会想说时间有一点比较过了一点了。
The reason she did not marry at a young age was she thought the end of the world is coming, so there's no need to marry. So she didn't marry until old age. Now she,
no.
she think about Marriage is too late.
那我在这里想提几个我们应该把握的机会。
In today's sermon, I would like to talk about certain things that we have to grab time and space correctly.
第一个，你要把握信耶稣得救恩的机会。
The first opportunity we must grab is the opportunity to believe Lord Jesus Christ.
哥林多后书六章二节说，现在是恩门开的时候。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 2 talk about right now is a time where the door of salvation is wide open.
也就是说这个门有一天会关起来。
That means one day this door of salvation will be shut.
对你来讲有一天你会关起来。
For you, a certain day this opportunity will pass.
有一个慕道者。
A true seeker.
他道理都懂啊。
He knows all the truth.
也得到圣灵了。
He received the Holy Spirit.
但他就不洗礼。
But he did not have a water baptism.
因为他说我爸爸妈妈年纪大了，他们都不信耶稣啊。那死的时候要拜他，不拜的话分不到财产啊。
He said, because my parents does not believe God, as when they die, I have to worship them. If I don't worship them, I will not receive the inheritance.
他说快了，快了。
So he said, time is coming, coming.
一年之后。
A year later.
他没有等到他爸爸妈妈死，他自己死了。
Before his parents passed away, he passed away.
他本来想说很孝顺，但是孝顺的人等爸爸妈妈死，这个理讲不过了。
If you say he is a very pious children, and but yet he expect his parents to pass to die, this is not a way to honor your parents.
所以以赛亚书五十五章第六节说，趁着可找的时候，神还可以被你找到的时候，你要找他。
So in Isaiah chapter 55 verse 6 says, seek the Lord, why he may be found.
在马太福音十三章十六节到十八节也这样的记载。
Matthew chapter 13, verse 16 to 18 also has the following statement.
耶稣对他门徒说：“你们是有福的。”
Jesus told them, "You are the blessed ones."
因为以前很多的先知想要看你们看的看不见。
Because many prophets want to see what you are seeing, yet they did not see it.
你看，从亚伯拉罕一直到耶稣当中，有两千年的时候，有多少的先知想看弥赛亚？时间不到。
Since Abraham to the coming of Jesus, so many prophets in this 2,000-year period want to see Jesus, they didn't see him.
啊，如果你是两千年的人，你活在中国或是活在美国，你也看不见，因为地点的不对。
Even you are born at the time of Jesus, but you born in the wrong place, like China, you would not see Jesus.
所以时间跟空间配合起来，就是我们活的每一个时刻，这很重要的。
So the combination of time space constitute our life.
那今天你听到了得救的道理。
So today when you hear the salvation truth,
你就要把握这个得救的机会。
You must take hold of this opportunity of salvation.
这个机会你不要说每天都是你的。
Don't consider that opportunity belongs to you daily.
不一定啊。
Not necessary so.
这是第一点，我们要把握的。
So this is the first point we must take hold.
第二个，我们来看创世纪。
The second opportunity we must
23章
have is please turn to Genesis chapter 23.
创世纪二十三章第二节。
Genesis chapter 23 verse 2.
这里记载有一个老人啊。
Here it records an old person.
137岁的老人
a person of 137 years old
137岁他哭的哀圣经说他哀痛哭嚎
and yet he cried bitterly
这是谁呢
who was this person
这是亚伯拉罕
he was Abraham
你看亚伯拉罕的故事
if you look the story of Abraham
他一生高高低低上上下下
His life was filled with up and downs.
但是他也遇到很多的困难。
He encountered many difficulties.
没有一个地方记载他哀痛哭嚎。
In no place it recorded that Abraham cried.
小孩子生下来哭的话，你听了不会很伤感。小孩子本来就是要哭的嘛。
So when a baby is born, the baby cry, the father will not cry because a baby cry is natural.
生下来不哭也不行啊。
Actually, the baby has to cry when it is born.
但是一个一百三十七岁的老人，你听他哭，真的会让人断肠啊。
But if you hear a 137-year-old man crying, you feel very sad.
亚伯兰为什么哭
？Why did Abraham cry?
他太太死了。
Because his wife died.
就说哭对他的太太来讲没有什么意思了哈。你哭死人，哭死人。死人就哭了，没有什么用。对那，对死人也听不见。如果死人听得见，那就糟糕了。
It was useless to cry over the dead. The dead cannot listen.
但是对亚伯兰来讲，他内心是应该痛苦的。
However, as for the living, and Abraham was very sorrowful.
我们想想亚伯兰他一生对他的太太是怎么样。
Let's remember how Abraham treated his wife.
他们感情应该是不错。
They have a very close relationship.
但是亚伯兰在哭的时候，可能想起我太太的一生。
But as Abraham was crying, he remembered his wife's whole life.
他想他跟他那个从他们的故乡出来的这一段路程。
He remembered how they both came out from their hometown.
他们一起经过了大风大浪。
Together, they went through many troubling times.
但是亚伯兰心里可能有一点内疚。
Abraham may feel guilty.
如果我是亚伯兰的话，一定也是难过的。
If I were Abraham, I may also feel sad.
因为亚伯兰曾经为可以牺牲太太而得到自己的小命一条。
Because once Abraham wanted to sacrifice his wife's life in order to preserve his.
在创世纪十二章那边不是记载的吗？
It was recorded in Genesis chapter 12.
他们要下埃及。
They went down to Egypt.
因为当时客观环境实在太不好了。
Because the place they live was very difficult.
遇到饥荒。
They encounter famine.
为了求生存。
In order to survive.
他没有想到神。
They forgot about God.
他就下埃及。
So they went down to Egypt.
他还没下埃及，他已经打听好埃及人很坏。
He learned that Egyptians were very bad.
专门看人家漂亮的太太，拿人家漂亮太太先生杀死。
They would take away beautiful wife and kill the husband.
亚伯兰都知道。
Abraham knew this.
所以他也头脑很聪明。
So he was smart.
先想好。
He has a strategy.
跟他太太说，到埃及去，你不要说你是我太太哦。
He told his wife, say, don't mention people that you are my wife.
你是我妹妹。
Just tell people you are my sister.
所以是对的。
This is actually right.
一半而已啊。
It's half correct.
他们就下去了。
So they went down to Egypt.
照亚伯兰所想的，真的那地方的人看到说，哇，太太漂亮，就把她带到王宫里面去了。
As Abraham knew that the Egyptian indeed took his wife into the palace.
亚伯兰命没有丧失啊。
Abraham's life was preserved.
并且国王法老给他财物。
Also, the Pharaoh king gave him many wealth.
这是一个很尴尬的时候。
It was a difficult moment.
如果你是亚伯拉罕，
if you were Abraham,
你得到这些财物，
you got all these gifts from the Pharaoh.
你要说啊，感谢主啊。
Do you say I thank the Lord?
还是怎么？还是说撒旦退去？
Or do you say cast away the Satan?
太太被人家抓去王宫，要人家当太太了，然后人家送礼来了，你要讲什么？
Your wife
很难过的吗？
Wife is being taken into palace and they give you gift. It's a very difficult moment for Abraham.
亚伯兰就是这样子。
Abraham was this kind of man.
对他太太应该，我在想，如果我是他那时候，这种先生不嫁也可以了哈。
If I were his wife, I would say I would not marry this kind of husband.
但是亚伯兰是进步的。
Abraham's faith improved.
但是在进步当中，对他太太应该有点内疚了。
But while he was improving, he had many things he was guilty to.
难怪他太太死的时候，他会哭得这么厉害。
No wonder when his wife passed away, Abraham cried so bitterly.
一个130岁的老人。
A 130-year-old man.
如果你在旁边，你听了。你的肠子都断了。
If you were there, and perhaps you become very sorrowful too.
婚姻是神所配合的。
Because marriage is given by God.
也是神在人间所做的第一件事情。
This is one the first task God performed in humankind.
耶稣到世上来，第一件神迹也是在婚礼啊。当然，耶稣自己没结婚了，只好参加婚礼了。
The first miracle Jesus performed was at a wedding banquet. Jesus didn't marry, but he attended wedding.
到世界末了的时候
，In the end of world,
有一场婚礼。
There will be also another wedding ceremony.
所以婚姻在神的眼中，从头到中到尾最重要的。
So in the eyes of God, marriage is important from beginning to the very end.
所以要把握夫妻相爱的机会。
So we must take good hold of the opportunity to love our spouse.
当你感觉你先生不好的时候，
suppose you feel that your husband is no good.
你不要说你有没有爱我像基督爱教会一样啊，你根本没有为我舍命。
Don't ask him, say, do you love me like Christ loved his church to sacrifice for his church?
当你回家翘着脚看报纸的时候，什么都不管的时候，你不要跟太太说你要顺服我啊，茶拿来啊，我饿了。
And as husband, when you go home and you watch a newspaper, don't say to your wife, you should be submissive and you should give me a meal and a tea.
你们两个都讲对了。
Both of you cite a Bible scripture correctly.
但是这两句话不是你们来讲的。
But these two scripture verses should not be used in this manner.
要爱你的太太好像基督爱教会，为他舍己，这是先生讲的，不是太太讲的。是神来勉励先生的，不是让你当神来勉励你先生。
This the word to love your wife as Christ loved the church is something mentioned by God to the husband, not from wife to husband.
所以当一个当先生的要求太太说你要顺服我，你代替神来讲话，你没有资格啊。
And when the husband cite the scripture, say, quote the scripture saying, you should submit to me, and you are actually playing God.
你要讲说，我要爱你，为我可以牺牲自己。你常常要讲这句话，你到一到太太就说，太太，我要爱你，我要为你而死。
Instead, the husband should quote the scripture, say, wife, I should love you just like Jesus loved his church, to die for his church.
太太不能说你要爱我爱到死啊，你要说我要顺服你，无条件的顺服，像教会顺服基督一样。
And the wife should say to husband, I will submit to you unconditionally.
这样事情就解决了。
In this manner, the problem is solved.
说要把握夫妻相爱。
So the second thing is to grab the opportunity to love our spouse.
不要学亚伯拉罕死了再哭，当然死了是会哭了，但是死了再哭，那时候再伤心的没有用了，哭死了没有用的。Do not
imitate Abraham. He thought about wife only after she died.
来，再来，我们看箴言十九章十八节。Let's
turn to Proverbs chapter 19.
有了父母之后，神先造父母，先造亚当夏娃，他们是父母。 有了父母之后，再下来就是儿子了，所以要把握管教儿子的这个机会。
The third thing is, once we have marriage, then we have children. We should take hold opportunity to teach and discipline our children.
这里告诉我们要趁着有指望管教儿子。
In verse 18 of chapter 19, Proverbs, discipline your son, for in there there is hope.
你绝对不会生下一个没有指望的孩子，对不对？
You will never give birth to a hopeless child.
神也不会让你生下一个坏蛋，或是生下一个坏人，或是生下来那个警察就要来抓去枪毙。世界上没有发生这种事情，对不对？没有说你生下一个小孩，警察就来了要把你抓去枪毙，因为这个是该死的小孩。
And there was never a case that a child was born, the police hold him to sentence him to death.
没有了。
No such case.
所以每个小孩都是有指望的。
Because every child has hope.
那趁有指望，意思就是说，这个小孩有一天可能没有指望啊。
Imagine here why there is hope. Discipline child it means that one day the child may lose hope.
所以神已经把这小孩交在你手里。
So now God has already given this child to you.
你要把他教成敬畏神的。
You have teach him and discipline him to fear God.
在箴言里面有很多都讲到这个小孩子要管教。
There are so many verses in Proverbs to teaching us how to teach our child.
管教他不是你不是说哇一定要让他当总统，一定要让他拿诺贝尔奖，一定要他当贝多芬或是当莫扎特，不是这样子。
To teach our child doesn't mean that your child has to become president or become scientist or musician.
你如果让他当总统啊,
if you make him a president,
他要下地狱了,
he may turn go into hell.
你是一个最失败的父亲,
if he goes to hell, then you are a failure as a father.
你虽然在世上人以为你很成就，你一定说我从小就怎么训练他当一个领袖。
Even though in the eyes of the world, you may be very successful because you teach him how to become a leader since childhood.
但他下地狱了。
But now he goes to hell.
主耶稣，你到天国去，主耶稣会跟你敬个礼吗？
When you go to heaven, do you think Jesus will salute you?
不会的。
No.
一点价值都没有。
And that was worthless.
所以箴言13章24节
Proverbs
告诉我们, 你疼爱你的孩子就要随时管教他。
Proverbs chapter 13 verse 24 say, he who loves a child is careful to discipline him.
在22章15节告诉我们,
chapter 22 verse 15 says,
有时候这个小孩子心会被移门那个迷住啊。
Sometimes a child's heart was bound by folly.
不是，这教育有时候是说什么启发教育，对不对？
Sometimes we think we want to bring our child to wisdom.
启发教育，你的先决条件是说，这个小孩子里面是完全好的，把里面的拿出来，对不对？教育有两种，一种是从外面给他的，一种是从里面拿出来的。
There's two kind of ways to teach a child. One, assume he has a good inside, and so you try to uncover that good, or you try to another way is to teach him goodness.
古典的教育，西岸的教育是教育叫 pedagogos， 就是从外面给他。
In the Greek, teaching method called pedagogo means to give him from outside.
后来新的理论就是那个 tabula rasa， 就是白板主义，就是说它里面是白的，所以并且是好的，所以从里面让他发展他的人性。
Another approach is assume a child is a white board, nothing is there, so we have to give him something new.
那我们就要看。在主里面，这两个不一定都是对。
But in the Lord, not these two methods are not necessarily correct.
人有坏的一方面。
As human, we all have a sinful and bad aspect.
有自私啊。
We are selfish.
让你让他发挥他的自私，他真的很自私啊。
But should we allow the selfish nature to increase?
这个时候，像圣经这边所讲的。要用杖把他的这个迷惘，就是愚昧的，把他赶走。
In this verse, it says, "Rod, with rod of discipline, can drive away the folly of a child."
管教的杖不一定说是拿那个拐杖了，管教的杖是有时候用神的话，用你的劝导。
Rod of discipline not necessarily means a physical rod, but it's sometimes.Is to word of wisdom, words of God.
箴言二十三章十三节告诉我们。
In chapter 23, verse 13 of the Proverbs.
不可不管教孩童。
Do not withhold discipline from a child.
你用杖打他，他必不至于死啊。
If you punish him with the rod, he will not die.
你用神的话教训他，他就会救他的灵魂。
If you use the words of God to teach him, he will not perish.
所以二十二章第六节说，你把他教得好了，他到老不会偏。
In chapter 22, verse 6, says, train a child in the way he should go, and he will not turn away when he's old.
当然，我们都把小孩子带到教会来。
We bring our child to church.
这还不够。
This is not enough.
你还记得以利的两个儿子吗？
Remember what happened to the two sons of Eli.
他们那两个儿子是在圣殿里面长大的、啊。
Those two sons grew up in the temple.
圣经说他们不认识神，坏蛋。
Yet they did not know God. They did evil things.
所以，当父母的要很小心你的儿女们的这个信仰。
As parents, we must be very watchful toward the faith of our children.
当然，环境会影响一个人。
Of course.Child may be influenced by his environment.
孟子的母亲搬了三次，搬到学校旁边，所以他以后当孟子。
Mencius' mother moved three times until she moved to school, so Mencius became a great scholar.
我家旁边有一个小学，有一个中学，住在旁边那些人有些都是坏蛋，并且酒鬼一大堆。
When I was small, I lived right beside the school. There were many other people living there, but they grew up become alcoholics and criminals.
不是住在学校旁边都是当孟子啊。
Not necessary. All people live beside the school become a great scholar.
所以不是带到教会来，他自然就拜神了。
It's not necessary. You bring him to church, he will worship God.
你还要告诉他。
You must teach him.
撒母耳到老的时候很悲惨。
Samuel, when he was old, his life was miserable.
他本身是忠心，他本身是无懈可击啊。
Samuel himself was a faithful servant of God.
但是在撒母记上八章第一节以下告诉我们。
But in First Samuel chapter 8, we learn this.
在那个地方，百姓到撒母面前，跟撒母说你老了，但是你的儿子又不行，所以给我们立个国王吧。
At the time, the people come to Samuel and say, You are old, your son is no good, so we need a king.
你的儿子不孝不像你。
Your son did not follow your way.
你的儿子当祭司，当士师。 但是呢又不公正又贪。
And your son as a judge, and he was unjust, and he took bribe.
撒母耳要，当然他死的时候没有写他眼睛是怎么样的啦。
The Bible did not describe how Samuel died.
我们昨天有讲雅各死之前，神跟他说，你的儿子要把你的手，把他的手放在你眼睛。
Yesterday we learned that God told Jacob, when you die, your son will close your eyes.
如果撒母这两个坏蛋小孩，撒母要死了，要把手放在他眼睛上，王上说不要，被你们害惨了。
But I imagine when Samuel was about to die, his two sons come, try to close his eyes. Samuel must be very angry, say, don't shut my eyes.
我们信主的人是孩子，不是要让他当总统。
When we teach a child, our goal should not make him a president.
要让他能够有敬虔的人生，这是神的目的了。But
the important thing is that our child will lead a godly life, a fearing God.
马拉基书第二章不是告诉我们吗
？In Malachi chapter two, we are told
要我们得敬虔的后裔，只是这样子而已。
God desires us to have godly children.
虽然你的孩子像那个拉撒路。这么可怜，世界上没有比那更可怜的。
Even though your children may become like Lazarus, very miserable.
但是他是亚伯兰的子孙哦。
Yet he was the descendant of Abraham.
另外那个财主也是亚伯兰子孙，他死的时候也就说：“父啊。”那亚伯兰说：“儿啊，没有用了。”对不对？在那故事里面，亚伯兰叫那个财主啊，他在地里面说：“我儿啊，你太晚了。”
But the other descendant of Abraham, the rich man, when he died, he was in hell, and even though he cried to Abraham, it was too late.
在撒母记上三十章第四节记载一个故事。
In 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 4, talk about story.
大卫出去打仗了。
David went out to fight.
他没有注意说敌人来抄他的后路。
He didn't notice that his enemy tried to ambush him from the back.
他打仗回来。
When he returned from the battlefield,
他的家的大小、太太、小孩都被抓走了。
And his whole household, wife, children were taken captive.
这时候圣经记载，那个大卫跟他的勇士，大家都哭啊。
The Bible described David and his a brave man cried.
哭到圣经说哭到没有力气。
And they cry to the extent they have no strength left.
你回去试试看，弟兄，差不多从二十岁到五十岁，你回去哭哭看，你看你能够哭多久，哭到没有力气。
Imagine if you go home and cry, how long you must cry until you have no strength?
太晚了。
Too late.
不要等到没有指望的时候再来要管教孩子，太晚了。
Don't wait until your son have no hope and you cry, and it's too late.
每一个小孩总是有希望的。
Every child, when he is born, he has great hope.
所以要趁着有指望管教儿子。
Why he still has hope, discipline him.
再来。
The next point.
提摩太前书第五章第四节。
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 5.
这里告诉我们。
This passage tells us.
说，当儿女的先要在自己的家中学着行孝。
As children.We must learn to how to obey our parents in our own household.
没有找出说神教训父母说你们要爱你们的儿女，好像还没有这样讲了哈。要管教，没有说爱。
The Bible did not use the word love to describe say parents must love their children. The Bible just say discipline your children.
自己拉力头的小孩抱起来都是很干净的。
Because this doesn't need to be taught. Every parent naturally loves their children.
自己孩子就是流鼻涕，你抱在身上，别人抱着看看，哎呦，抱不起来。有时候
，Even your child is ugly or sick, but you still love him and you will hold him.
父母爱儿女，就爱自然了。圣经不用教，神不用说，不用命令，他就会了。
The Bible does not need to command a parent to love the children. Parents always love the children.
但是儿女们孝顺父母就不一定了。
This is not a case for children to love their parents.
所以提摩太前书五章四节告诉我们要学呀，在要学习形象，在家里学，表示说你不会才要学嘛，是不是？
So, First Timothy chapter 5 verse 4 teach the children learn to love the parents, to learn to put their religion into practice by carrying their own family.
那学的形象也是说，形象不是说一个样子啦，哈，要用你的心去揣摩这个你父母的需要。
So to learn also means that we must to search the need of parents and then to fulfill their needs.
有一个人听说，哇，隔壁家很孝顺啊，天天给他妈妈吃大象。
Person heard his neighbor loved the mother and giving her shrimp every day.
有时候走好几里路也去拿买大虾，一定天天给他妈妈吃。
And sometimes he has walked several miles to buy shrimp for his mother.
他回来就学了。
So when he returned, this person also learned, imitate his neighbor.
没几个月就把他妈妈毒死了。
A few months later, his mother died.
有的有病不能吃大虾，你就天天给他吃大虾，他毒死。
Especially a sick person should not eat shrimp daily.
所以。 形象也是这个样子，用你的心。他可能这个妈妈只能吃稀饭，那个跟那个菜谱啊，可能吃酱瓜，酱就是大笑啊。
We have to learn the need of parents and then fulfill the need accordingly.
并且要趁着父母在的时候。
Important thing is why our parents are still alive. We must love them.
有个同学。
I have a classmate.
他是一般就是在同学里面是最不孝的，就是人家他对父母大声小声的，他妈妈有时候都说快要被你气死这样子。Among
my classmates, he's the one show the least respect to his mother because sometimes he yelled to her.
他要做什么就做什么。He
does everything he wants.
但是他对朋友倒是很有义气。But
he treat his friend very nicely.
那这个人头脑也很聪明，就是。
He was a smart man.
后来他妈妈死了。And
later his mother passed away.
那后来他又写一篇文章啊，登在报纸上面。He
wrote an article and it was carrying a newspaper.
那他别人看了他的那个文章之后，有几个人好感动哦，写那个感动。 说哇，这个人一定是因为他写妈妈怎么好了，他撕掉妈妈心情怎么样了，少掉了什么，像天掉下，像星星不见了，好像没有太阳，好像没有月亮了哦。这。Many
people read his article was deeply touched because he described his sorrow of missing his mother, just like a son has.
看到有很多人眼泪都掉下来。
Many people shed tears when reading the article.
他把那个寄给我，我就丢垃圾桶。
When he sent the article to me, I just throw into the garbage can.
文章是感人的。
He has a good article.
但是对他妈妈，对这个事实没有用的。
But the way he treated mother was no good.
中国的孝子是这样来的，不是吗？ 24孝当中就有一个是这样子啦。
有一个小孩子叫丁兰嘛，哈，还记得吗？
他在牧羊啊。哦，这是。他妈妈很爱他。哦，对不起，时间不够。<笑><笑>
There was a Chinese.
他在牧羊在野外啊。
And he was a shepherd outside in wilderness.
他妈妈舍不得让他带冷的便当去吃。
His mother tried to prepare him warm lunch.
每天中午带热便当给他吃。
Every day she carried a warm lunch package to him.
妈妈早点送去，他说又不饿，那么早送来。
One day, the mother take the meal earlier. He scolded her, say it's too early.
妈妈隔天吓一跳，晚一点，她说饿死了，你怎么现在才拿来？
The second day, she come a little bit late, and she yelled him, say, you come too late.
反正妈妈早送也不对，晚送也不对，总是有话。
So whether she came early or late is always wrong.
有一天，她反省过来了。
One day he realized how much his mother loved him.
他看到小羊在吃奶，在跪着。
Because he realized even the small lamb kneeled down to drink the milk.
其实那个小羊根本不是说跪着吃了，因为这样比较方便了。小羊怎么会晓得孝顺呢？对不对？
Actually,
但是他看到人看到有反应。
Actually, the lamb really doesn't know how to love the parents, but it just for convenience, it kneeled down to drink the milk.
因为人有神的个性在里面。
But as human, we have the spirit of God. We realize the filial piety.
神让他反省过来。
God show him what is true filial piety.
他说：“今天妈妈无论早来晚来，我一定不会讲什么话。”
So today, whether my mother come early or late, I will say nothing.
妈妈来了。
And mother come.
他好眼看到
he saw her.
他就跑过去了。
He ran to her.
他可能想说我要去抱着妈妈跟妈妈说对不起以前做错了。
He tried to run to her, tried to say I'm sorry.
他想说妈妈谢谢你。
He want to say thank you, mother.
他妈妈看我怎么跑来了，跑得这么快。
His mother saw him running toward her.
他妈想以前早也骂我，晚也骂我，今天不晓得怎么办，他跑来是不是要打死我。
His mother said, he's coming to him, maybe he wants to beat me up.
这时候他妈妈不晓得怎么办了，看到一条河就跳下去了。
So the mother didn't know what to do, just jumped into a river.
他看到妈妈跳下去，他也跳下去了。
He also jumped into the river.
妈妈摸不到了，他会游泳了，所以他没有死。
His mother was strong, and he were able to swim.
摸了半天，摸了一块木板。
And finally, he only grabbed a wood.
抱着木板大哭啊。
He held that wood, cried.
太晚了。
It was too late.
拿回家。
So he took that wood back.
早晨起来也给他东西吃。
Every morning, he tried to feed the wood something.
当然中午他又会拿来自己吃了。
And of course, he would actually eat those things himself.
晚上也拿给要。拿给妈妈吃。
Day and night he would show this to his mother this wood.
到晚上我拿来当点心。
Afterwards he just eat himself.
但是他就一直这样想妈妈吗？
He always miss his mother.
后来就变成孝子啊。
And he become a very famous person.
中国二十四孝之一啊，这事实。
And he become one of the 24 most famous.Son.
我常常有时候走过，哎，这什么念慈庵？
Sometimes I pass a place, say I remember the mother.
我常常在想，如果他妈妈生的时候他不孝的话，这个应该拆掉，没有什么意思啊。
If
欺骗社会，他只是用这个来提高自己身份嘛，是不是？人家说哇，这是孝子，他你看专门盖一个什么给他妈妈。他妈妈死掉了，他妈妈可能生的时候是住贫民窟啊，他死的，他妈妈死的，他才想起哦，我妈还要给妈妈盖一个大楼房，提个字念慈庵。
Some people
他在住呢。
Try to remember the mother by put a great building, but when the mother was alive, he treated her badly, and this was very wrong.
所以中国，你在念书的时候，你在这里面念到了，是说，好、哦，树欲静而风不止，子欲养而亲不待。你树想要静一下，但是风一直吹，没有办法。你想要养的时候，爸爸妈妈不在了，这时候你再来写文章。如果我是爸爸的话，我说，不要写了。
Don't wait until your parents pass away, then you try to repay their love.
太晚了。
Too late.
诗篇九十篇告诉我们。
Psalm chapter 90 tells us.
智慧的人能数算自己的日子。
A wise man can number his day.
你数自己日子了。
Did you count your days?
但是有一天我在讲到的时候，我讲这个。
One day I was talking about this verse.
我不是在讲孝道。
I was not talking about how to pay a filial piety to our parents.
我只是说，如果你要有智慧，要算算你现在啊、哦、几岁了，因为一般是活到七十，强壮活到八十，神若恩典给你活到一百，好，那你现在几岁了？那还要几天？然后讲讲，哎，忽然想到，哎，算算，不是算自己啊，算自己爸爸还要几天呢、啊？我、哦、吓一跳，赶快下去打个电话给他。
One day I was reading this and I realized my father was old and I immediately tried to call him up.
要趁机会。
While there's time, we must love our parents.
要学习。
Learn how to love them.
并在家。
And put practice in our household.
甚至说你要在家学习。
We learn this in our home.
好，我们再讲一个。
Let's talk about another point.
我们看马可福音十四章
Mark chapter 14
这个故事我们都很熟悉的
We are familiar with the story
这是献香膏的故事
This is the story of
第一节到第九节
十四章啊 Mark chapter 14 verse 1 to 9
有一个女孩子有一瓶香膏
A woman has a jar of perfume
那个女孩子叫做玛利亚
Her name was Mary
这瓶香膏不是当时世界唯一的
This was not the only perfume at the time
虽然是很贵但是每一个女孩子 都有
Because every young woman has a jar of alabaster
因为他们结婚的时候要抹的
Because this is for their marriage
所以从那个时候抹掉了几万瓶香膏了
So perhaps thousands of the perfume were consumed.
现在你看到巴黎每年那个卖出，不要说你们这边纽约，好几十亿美金啊，就是这样，啪啪啪，就喷掉了好几十亿美金。
Billions dollar even today were consumed on perfume.
你闻闻看，没有味道。
And you smell it and.
最好的香水，人家说了一天或是两天就没味道了。不是没有闻不出来了
the perfume the fragrance only lasts for 2 days
如果你气死吃太多你又喷香水那味道如果不洗澡的话那味道很难闻
if you eat a lot of cheese and then you don't take bath the smell is worse
但是这一瓶香膏一直香到现在
but however the perfume that Mary used on Jesus still the fragrance today
福音传到的地方都要讲这个事情
Wherever the gospel is preached, this matter needs to be mentioned.
你深呼吸，洗一下，你都会闻到他一瓶香膏。
You take a deep breath and you still smell the fragrance of this perfume.
世界上太多的香膏了，但是为什么这一瓶不起眼的香膏会香到现在？
Why among so many perfume, only this one's fragrance remain?
第一个，他坐在耶稣的身上。
First, it was done on Jesus.
并且坐在耶稣身上是他趁着机会做。
Because she did this while there was the time.
耶稣说他是预先把这个香膏浇在我身上，他看准那个时候，神给他这种智慧。
Because she did this before Jesus' burial, beforehand.
玛利亚是一个一般来讲，他们是孤，人家说是孤儿的孩子，他们有一家三个人，没有妈妈。
Some people consider Mary and her sister brother were orphan.
这样在当时孤儿是不是说很有钱的
As orphan, they were not rich.
但是他把握了他这一瓶香膏用在耶稣身上，并且用对时候。
And yet she took this perfume used at the right time.
所以普天之下，无论在什么地方传福音。这瓶香膏也一直传下去啊。
So wherever the gospel is preached, the fragrance of this perfume is spread.
世界上有多少的香膏都没有用了，撒在这个哈人世间，两天三天臭了。
So many perfume used in this world only last for a couple of days.
所以，这是做圣工也要趁时机啊。
So that this means that do sacred work must we must take opportunity to do sacred work.
你奉献也要奉献在耶稣身上。
While we offer, we must offer on Jesus.
有人可能你一生为自己理想奋斗。
Some people fight for their own ideal.
你有成就了。
You have a great accomplishment.
我这里我不熟了，我每次从
so many castles，
我没有办法算出来，可能上百个可能有。
Perhaps there are hundreds of castles。
每一个古堡都是有公主跟公子的故事。
And every castle has a story of prince and princess。
那个不是自己长出来的。
Those did not grow out by themselves。
但是都过去了。
But these all become past。
但是这瓶这么小的香膏。
Yet this such a small jar of perfume。
香到现在。
Its fragrance left today。
我们同样的看到。马可福音第十五章。
Let's turn to Mark chapter 10,
第四十七节。
Verse 47.
这里有三个爱主的姊妹。
Three sisters who loved the Lord.
他们跟耶稣跟到十字架下，并且他们还很专心的晓要晓得耶稣被埋葬在哪里。
十章十七。
十五章第四十七节。
Mark chapter 15 verse 47. Three sisters followed Jesus to the burial ground.
他们要晓得耶稣在哪里埋葬。
They want to know where Jesus was buried.
并且四十七节最后说，他们都看见耶稣安放的地方。
And they saw where he was laid.
意思说他们很注意要坐在耶稣身上。
That means they pay attention. They want to do this on Jesus.
所以第十六章第一节。
So chapter 16 verse 1.
过了安息日。
After the Sabbath.
他们这三个人，抹大拉的玛利亚和雅各的母亲玛利亚并撒罗米，他们三个人，这三个人是很有钱的富人啊。
And the three women, they were rich person.
如果我们看路加福音八章第二节以下。
In Luke chapter 8 verse 2, well, we can see this.
他们这几个人，耶稣在传道的时候，他们用他们的钱来供给耶稣。
Because they supported Jesus in Jesus' ministry.
耶稣没有打工啊。
Jesus didn't work.
当然，耶稣是没有放枕头的地方，但是有时要吃饭啊。
Jesus needs to eat.
那耶稣一个人吃没有关系，还有十二个人跟着旁边吃啊。
And also,
那就比较麻烦了。
His 12 disciples also need to eat.
那不但这样，还有一个三只手的常常偷啊。
Also, there was a thief among them.
那他所有的费用都是他们来供给的。
All the expense were provided by these women.
所以他们是有钱的。
They were rich women.
他们有心又有钱。
They have the heart, they have the money.
并且真正的又一大早就去。
Early in the morning they went.
他们去合资。满香膏
，Together they bought a perfume。
一大早就拿这个香膏要去抹耶稣。
Early morning they want to anoint Jesus with a perfume。
精神可嘉。
They have a good example。
有心为主。
They have the heart to do this for Jesus。
他们真是有一颗愿意做的心呐、啊。
They have the heart to do this for Jesus。
不但有心，又有行动。
Both with heart and deeds。
但是他们到了坟墓那里。
When they arrived at the tomb。
天使跟他们讲
，The angel told them，
天使说他已经复活了，不在这里。
Angel said Jesus has resurrected; he's not here.
若你念到这里的话，你心里很难过的。
When you read this, perhaps you become very disappointed.
耶稣复活了，不在这里了。
And Jesus is no longer here.
你是三个人其中之一了。
If you were one of the three,
你拿着香膏了。
You have perfume in your hand.
你怎么办？
What do you do with this?
哎呀，气到自己抹啊。
Maybe I use on myself.
还是退送回去，退回去。
Or return to the merchant, the vendor.
丢到垃圾桶去是比较可惜啊。
Or throw in the garbage can.
你怎么办
？What do you do?
不用的啦。
No use for the perfume.
他们有心啊。
They have the heart.
但是用不着。
It was useless yet.
机会。
The time
不是吗
？Was passed.